This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
And welcome in, everybody, to Gone Racing. Brendan Gaughan in studio with you, cracking up my favorite producer, Ann. Well, I still call her producer. I don't care what the actual titles are. It doesn't matter to me. We got rid of Karina, of course, because she beat us. So Karina now is over at that other casino. And, you know, I still say the Circa because I love the guys at the Circa. But I am in studio today at the South Point in the VSiN studio. Mr. Jeffrey Motley is actually Mr. Famous Guy. He's like I used to be. He is at the track at COTA. So, Mr. Motley, how is that place, man? I am so jealous of you right now. I wish I was in COTA. I want to see that place.
Well, first off, this place is huge. You know, I've been to a lot of road courses, Laguna Seca, Watkins Glen, Sonoma. This place is just mammoth. It's over 3 miles long. There's 20 turns. It's an amazing place. First time I'd ever been here was yesterday.
That's awesome. I'm so excited. We talked off air and we were hoping that we could get like Jeff to have the camera looking the other way to look at the track, because apparently he has a window, he can see it, but it doesn't work for television. And you know, we do a television thing here too, alongside the VSiN feed. So we have to at least try to follow some rules.
Yeah, and I'm in a little box here that even if I turned it around, I don't think you'd see very much.
I'm looking at the screen there. You are in just a little box behind you, but there's a window in front of you, so you got the view at least.
Yeah, should I turn it around?
Hey, there it is. Look, there's COTA. Oh, right there. Yeah, it is a little box, just a little window. But at least it's a window. So,
yes,
Mr. Motley, we do have some things to really talk about before we get to the gambling section of this show, and I think one... You know, we're going to discuss a lot about William Byron and his top 10 streak, but I think a big piece of news that came out this week that really shocked me. And I mean, look, you and I are kind of I'm not on the inside as much as I used to be, right? I'm kind of an outsider, so to speak, now. But Brad Keselowski, Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing. Wow. Have you heard anything about that?
You know, I had not until this week. I think I heard the rumor probably the same time that everyone else did. And very surprising. But, you know, I think it's one of those situations where Brad's not thinking about the next 3 years. I think Brad's thinking about the next 30 years. And I think that's maybe for him, you know, he isn't going to buy Penske. And I think maybe Jack's the guy that might be looking to get away. And Brad's got a great relationship with Ford. And again, I think this is more about team ownership. He's got a championship. He's won a lot of big races. I think this is his future.
You know, I look at it as a thing of says, hey, you know what? He's looking at a future. Now, I used to own a race team, and you know, you make a, you know, make a big fortune in race, or small fortune in racing, start with a big one. And But for Brad, if you look, Jack Roush, how many accidents has Jack Roush had? I mean, the man is, he is the cat in the hat. He has nine lives, the things that Jack has been able to do. And I do think that there's an opportunity there that Jack might be leaving the sport sooner than maybe a Roger Penske. And Roger Penske, of course, has Greg and some of the kids that will continue the Penske empire. So I think this is probably a great business move for Brad to move on and have an opportunity to kind of set the future straight. But how about the announcement that kind of coincided with this rumor of Chris Buescher with a long-term deal?
Yeah, I think that's terrific. You know, Chris Buescher getting signed through 2024, I think he's earned it. I mean, I think he's run as well in a Roush car as we've seen any driver do in a long time, ever since the heyday of the Mark Martin, Greg Biffle, Matt Kenseth, Jeff Burton, Kurt Busch, all those guys. Buescher hasn't found victory lane for Roush, but I tell you, he's been pretty consistent. And he represents a sponsor well. Obviously, the folks from Fastenal like him. I just think that it's a perfect fit.
Well, now that leaves a big glaring hole, though, Mr. Motley. If they've announced Brad, or they haven't announced Brad Keselowski, but they've announced Buescher as a long-term deal, and you've got another driver there that's older, 45 years old, you know, kind of near the end of his career, and here comes Brad Keselowski, got maybe 6, 7, 8 years left of a career. Where does that leave Ryan Newman, do you think?
Well, it leaves him one of two places, either out of a ride or Roush deciding to add a third team. Now, with the new car coming, the next-gen car, and the next-gen car is going to be a lot more affordable, so that could make it certainly easier for some of these team owners to have, you know, more than to add cars to their stable if they wanted. So that's certainly a possibility.
Well, that's all kind of cool news and stuff. And you know, as we start here with Gone Racing and we kind of got some of the cool news out, welcome back in. Mr. Jeff Motley is hanging out at Encoda. I am sitting in the fabulous South Point studio at VEASAN studio at the South Point Casino. And Jeff, Alex Bowman, we got to wrap up our betting from last week at you know, Bowman, he living up to his nickname, Bowman the Showman. Another, 13 races we've had, I believe 11 double-digit winners, 18-1 to win this race, 450 in the top three, 210 to win Group C. It's his second win of the season, first time he's won two races in one season. And, you know, way to go, Alex Bowman. I mean, I told you, I've been on the Bowman Byron bandwagon, Jeff. These two kids are showing me that these simulators really do work.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, and taking nothing away from Alex Bowman, but you also know that Kyle Larson has to be frustrated. I mean, another race that he seemed to dominate, and it's restarts. And you know, I used to think Kyle Larson was a great guy on restarts, and restarts have killed Kyle Larson. It killed him at Darlington, and it killed him at or was it Kansas? Kansas or Darlington? I think it was Kansas. And the restarts killed him at Dover. You know, as soon as Bowman got in front of him, he couldn't make up the ground on him. So, you know, hats off to both of those guys, though. They're both running really, really well.
Well, and when we go to the final results, the top three was a plus 450, of course, for Alex Bowman. And if you saw my sheet from last week, I had him circled as a top three, and then I scratched him out for my bet and went to the a couple different bets. I'm kind of bummed I scratched him out. Kyle Larson was plus 125. Chase Elliott was plus 210. As we all know, the fourth place driver was the other guy that I'm on the bandwagon of, William Byron, Jeff Motley, Hendrick, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, when they announced on television, that's the first time Hendrick had done first through fourth in a race. Did that surprise you as much as it did me?
Yeah, I think I was surprised. I mean, especially when, I mean, you look at back when they had Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Casey Kane. You know, that was quite a dream team that they had put together then. So I'm surprised that they didn't do it with that group of drivers. But just pretty impressive. I'm sure Rick was probably nervous at the end because he wanted that 1 through 4 sweep. You know, he wasn't wanting Joey Logano to pass William Byron.
Yeah, I could not believe that. And the last time that happened was Roush 1 through 4 at Homestead, Miami. When they did, so in that part of those Roush teams you talked about a minute ago with the Greg Biffle and the Jeff Burton and the Kurt Busch and all those guys. So a very rare feat in our sport. Matter of fact, when they popped it on television, they showed the Roush Fenway deal, and then they showed it was like 1956 and 1957, where it was some team that I had never heard of, Peter DeLuca Racing or something like that. I don't know what it was. And I kind of chuckled.
Carl Kiefer for teams and stuff back in the day.
I was like, wow, that's impressive, but really, really impressive. But even more impressive, the William Byron streak. Second straight race, finished fourth. 11 straight top 10 finishes. He's tied now with Jimmy Johnson at Hendrick. The last time, sorry, Hendrick did it, was Jimmy Johnson. And I think you said it was 2005. That's a phenomenal streak that he's got going there. He's chasing Jeff Gordon. I think Jeff Gordon, they said, I've heard conflicting numbers, 12, 14. I've heard different numbers. But, man, William Byron is on fire, Jeff. And for a better, how about this week? You and I both had him in Group B, and we lost because he was in the group against Chase Elliott, and he lost it by one spot. But, man, phenomenal job by William Byron. Do not bet against the kid right now.
No, and, you know, we may talk momentarily about the point standings. Do you realize that William Byron, if you throw out the wins with the bonus points, William Byron has now passed Martin Truex Jr. for second in the standings.
And he's still –
Denny Hamlin – has a big lead, of course, a 100-point lead. But William Byron is now at 473, and Martin Truex Jr. is at 472. That's impressive.
That's very impressive. Now, when you see, if you're watching the VSiN, you know, you'll see the Cup standings, and of course, it shows Martin Truex Jr. as the leader because number of wins, that's a playoff position. But if you look all the way down there to 11th place, Denny Hamlin, 574 points, he is the actual regular season point leader right now. And you just said it. Alex Bowman is second with 473 points. He's come from a long way. That it's absolutely phenomenal what he is doing and what he's been able to do in the last 10, 11 weeks. And it's going to be tough this weekend to keep it going. But, man, when did I start talking about this, Jeff? Was it maybe two or three races into his top 10 streak when I started saying?
Well, I think you and I both have been on the William Byron bandwagon a long time. I think you and I both said, if you want to pick a dark horse to potentially win the championship, William Byron would have been a really, really good one about 2 months ago.
Yeah. His odds have definitely come down. Let's wrap up the rest of Dover. Let's do the group matchups here. We got Kyle Larson, the Hendrick driver in Group A. Yeah.
Brendan, we really ought to give some love to 8th, 9th, and 10th, even before we get into that, in that top 10.
You are correct. And
those three guys deserve a little attaboy.
Let's jump back to that for 1 second, because when we had the finish order of the top 10, I'm sorry, we're killing the VSiN staff back here. They're going back and forth on graphics. But you want to talk about a hell of a run. Daniel Suarez, Tyler Reddick. Now, hold on. We've been talking about Tyler Reddick in the RCR camp, Motley. And once again, RCR proven they're doing something. But Daniel Suarez, don't forget, is part of that RCR camp. Daniel Suarez, 9th place. Tyler Reddick, 8th place. And Cole Custer, who we had written off, said is having an absolute horrible season. Stuart Haas Racing, you know, they're done. They're not 10th place finish at Dover. Very tough place. Great job for those three guys. So now we'll go to – we will jump back to the groups that we were talking about to wrap up our winners from last week, if you were betting. And our winner in Group A, of course, was the Hendrick driver of Kyle Larson. He was plus 250. He was not the favorite. He was behind Martin Truex Jr. Still got the W in that one. Group B, this is the one that really crushed me and Jeff Motley. Group B, Chase Elliott was plus 265 to win the group. William Byron was plus 275. He finished fourth. Of course, that did not win his group. So kind of a bummer because that was who I had in one of my picks for for our little Gone Racing betting league that we got going on here. And that was a tough pill to swallow on that one. Group C, if you had a Hendrick car, you were doing pretty good unless you had William Byron. Alex Bowman, plus 210, co-favorite with Ryan Blaney. Did a phenomenal job winning the race, but got a plus 210 on him. Tyler Reddick, Group D. And we talked about this. Tyler was one of the ones that said we thought was a favorite to win this one. He was at plus 260. He did win it. How about Group E, though? None of us took the meet on plus 330 at Cole Custer. And Cole Custer ends up winning that group, beating Chris Buescher, who we said has been running so hot, and Ryan Newman, who is also the sneaky Ryan Newman again. So that was absolutely fantastic. Way to go, Cole Custer there. Good turnaround.
And Buescher had run top 10 all day and had a bad pit stop and really kind of crushed his day. I mean, it was another really solid run for Chris Buescher. I mean, he just does it week in and week out right now.
No, and it was kind of a bummer for him because he was running good just like every other time and did have a bad stop that hurt him. But Cole Custer, congrats, way to go, Cole. And he won the people some money if you were a Cole Custer fan, bet on him. And then Group F, you've got Bubba Wallace at plus 300 who won that one. You know, we kind of poo-pooed a little bit that you were heavy on Chase Briscoe. I was, you know, saying maybe Erik Jones. Bubba Wallace came home with the W on that one. So really nice job to Bubba to get his first top 15 of the season. Hopefully that can start to turn things around for that organization and for Bubba and those guys. I co-hosted the Morning Drive with Pete Pistone one day this week, and we had Wheels on as our guest, and Wheels said that they're on track with what they really thought, that they've had great runs, they've had speed, didn't have finishes. They're hoping the finishes start coming now at this part of the season, Motley.
And I think for him, you know, once he starts hitting some of these tracks for the second time and they've got notes on some of these tracks, that's where we really start need to see the improvement from that team.
Now, we showed the points a minute ago, and you know, I've been harping that we were going to get 16 winners in the regular season. We've had repeat winners now. Last couple weeks, we've had Martin Truex win a couple times. We've had Alex Bowman. We got the repeat guys there. We still don't have, Jeff, you and I would have lost my house. I would have lost the South Point Casino if I would have bet that Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, and Kevin Harvick would still not have a win, and we are halfway through the regular season. Absolutely unbelievable to me.
Yeah, that's shocking to me as well. I feel the same way. Now, I think Chase Elliott is going to get a win in the next 3 weeks. I think he's either going to win here in Austin or he's going to win in Sonoma. He's got a great chance there. And I think everyone needs to realize if we do get 16 different winners and one of those is not Denny Hamlin, and Denny Hamlin is the points leader, Denny Hamlin still makes the playoffs, and the winner who only has one win and is the lowest in the point standings will still be left out. And I want to point out, you know, that could be real dicey. That's where the Michael McDowell situation comes into play.
You know, I would once again bet the South Point that Denny Hamlin's going to win. I mean, it's there's no way he's not going to win. But every week we say that he runs good, but he isn't winning. So it could mean that we don't need 16 winners, Jeff. We only need 15 winners, but it could be tough. And if you look at the next couple races, though, you want to line up a bunch of races for those guys. We have Circuit of the Americas, COTA, this week. We've got Charlotte Motor Speedway, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, both great at that place. Sonoma Raceway, which is now, you know, another Chase Elliott type favorite track.
And Truex is going for a three-peat at Sonoma.
Yep. So we do know who the favorites are going to be in those. The All-Star Race, Dom Points Paying, doesn't count towards all this, but that is at Texas Motor Speedway. They got that SMI Motorsports, of course, moved that over to Texas this year. So Eddie Gossage's last race, and see what sort of antics he pulls for that one. That kind of means the gloves are off on an all-star race for him, so that could be kind of fun. And then Nashville Super Speedway to round out the next five races. I'm really excited about Nashville, Jeff. I've raced there. I loved racing at that track. Fantastic place. Going to be difficult for these guys to figure out because a lot of them have never even tested or seen the place.
Yeah, you're right, because they haven't even raced Xfinity or trucks for a long time. So maybe some guys like Truex, who raced there in the Xfinity series when he was still there, you know, maybe a couple guys like that. But yeah, it's going to be unique, and it's always exciting for the sport to go to a new place.
You know,
this coming weekend.
That's right, Dakota. One of my favorite memories of Nashville Super Speedway was being a test driver for Richard Childress Racing in their cup cars, going to there to test and doing what's called part brake tests, where you go there until the part breaks. Yes. That sounds about as crazy as it is. We were doing axle testing, and I was told to drive until the axle breaks. Guess what happens when an axle breaks?
Mm-hmm. You could crash.
Yeah. No, thank you. I politely declined being the test driver anymore on those sorts of tests.
Axle breaks and then Brendan breaks. That's not good.
Yeah, it was definitely exciting. I was sitting there very, very tense for a few laps when we were getting close to those numbers. All right, let's talk about now, of course, Karina is still part of the show, folks. She is still our producer, even though she's at the Circa. Karina is extremely excited. We're going to talk about COTA now, and that's the race this weekend. But they did announce, we don't normally talk about this, it doesn't have anything to do with gambling, but Matthew McConaughey is the Grand Marshal. And I will say this. The greatest gentleman starter, driver start your engines of all time was done at the Daytona 500 by Matthew McConaughey. Does he do the all right again, Jeff? Do we get odds? Can we bet that? Can we bet that? Is there a bet for that somewhere?
Yeah, well, maybe we could bet it. Somebody offshore might take it. I don't think the South Point's going to put that up.
We will not.
You know, it's exciting. You know, he's a native Texan, went to school here in Austin at the University of Texas, and makes his home down here in the Austin area. So he was a natural fit for this, and that'd be exciting to have him as part of this event.
It is exciting, and we never talk about the Grand Marshal, but this one is so fun for us that we actually are bringing it up. But let's talk about the real stuff. 107 road races this year. This race, 68 laps, 20 turns, a 3.4-mile road course, a little bit longer than Road America, just by a little. It is a fantastic road course. I have not been there. This is one of the few road courses in the country I don't know. So that's unusual for me because I've been, you know, road racing forever. This is brand new. But a lot of elevation change, 133 feet. I love road courses like that. They run this counterclockwise, which is, you know, just like there's few road races that are left-hand turns, right-hand turns. This one is going to be a left-hand turn road course, which is very similar to the opposite of, say, Watkins Glen, which is a right-hand turn. So a little different. Turn one is nicknamed Big Red. I did not know that. Finishes with the hairpin left. Okay. Turns 3 through 9 are the S's. They're going to be a lot of blind corners there. Those are extremely difficult spots. They're fun. Another hairpin down at turn 11, which is going to be very difficult for these cars to slow down at. A lot of speed right there coming into that corner to slow down. Then here's the biggest straightaway on the racetrack. Half mile long, and it ends at the pit road entrance. Then you have a series of turns, 12 through 15, then back downhill to the corner to the start-finish line. Jeff, you told me, what some people might not know, there are actually a different start line and finish line there for, like, Formula One races. They're going to use one start-finish line, but it's the one that is down near the end of the straightaway where it's the start line for Formula One, not the finish line. A little different than most places where it's kind of right in the center of that straightaway.
Right, because it is a Formula One track, and I'll tell you, you know, there are 5 hairpins on this course. I've driven 3 laps around this track now over the last 2 days. Man, I tell you, if we get through the first lap and we don't wreck 10 cars, I think it's going to be a miracle. People don't realize, I'm going to tell you, as soon as you take the green flag, it is like going straight up a hill. Pretend you're on one of those roller coasters.
You ain't gonna. It's not going to be like Darlington where they said, oh my God, we're going to crash and turn one with no practice. That ain't happening. But we do have a lot of guys that are great on road courses here. Chase Elliott, 5 career wins, and it's the hottest guy about it. Martin Truex Jr., 4 career wins, second hottest. Kyle Busch, 4 career wins. A lot of guys have wins on road courses. So that could be there's a lot of guys to talk about. And we're going to talk about those guys and their odds to win when we come back on Gone Racing.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, everybody. Brendan Gaughan, the VSiN studio here at South Point. Jeff Motley hanging out at COTA, working this weekend out there. And Jeff Motley, you're at the track, and you've been around that place. It's going to be a lot of fun this week for those drivers, especially if it rains, which I'm bummed I'm not there if it does.
Well, that's true, and there is a potential for rain in the forecast, but there's a few parts of the course I just want to talk about. As soon as they take the green flag, and I hope TV does it justice, you're going straight up a hill. I mean, it is a huge elevation change, and you make a hairpin left-hand turn. Now, not that the drivers are going to be looking at this, but when you make that hairpin left turn, you can see all the way to downtown Austin from the top of that hill.
Let's hope they're not looking at it.
No, I'm not kidding. You can see the skyline of Austin, and it's about 17 miles away. And then you're going straight down the hill with a really hard right-hand turn. So that one, those two turns are going to be crazy. Obviously, getting up to turn 11, which is also at the top of another hill, an incredible hairpin, and then the speed that you're going to carry down that long straightaway into turn 12, an amazing amount of speed there that I think you're going to see a lot of guys into the pea gravel there. And then the last part of the course that I think is going to be really interesting is if it's close on the last lap, coming off turn 20, it's not totally a hairpin, but it's a clear 90-degree angle. The second-place car can easily nudge the first-place guy, and then it's a drag race. It's going to be all John Force and whoever he's racing coming down the straightaway to the finish line.
Well, let's talk about who we think is going to be some of those guys, Mr. Motley. We start off Chase Elliott. No, I mean, really, I don't think anybody didn't see this coming, but a plus 240. For Chase Elliott to win this race. Martin Truex Jr., plus 450 to win the race, and only two people. Then the rest are all double digits. Denny Hamlin, 10, Kyle Busch, 13, Kyle Larson, 14, Ryan Blaney, 16-1, William Byron, Kevin Harvick, and Joey Logano all there at 18-1. Christopher Bell coming off the win at the Daytona Road Course. Alex Bowman, Brad Keselowski, all 20-1. Austin Cindric, ooh, I like that, 22-1. AJ Allmendinger, 28-1. Kurt Busch, 30. Matty D, Michael McDowell at 66, Chase Briscoe, Chris Buescher, and Cole Custer round out the first page at 80-1. And, you know, there's a couple guys there, Jeff, with some high odds that I really think could win here. And I'm going to start right off the bat with AJ Allmendinger. He's 28-1, but he's not running on like a part-time team as a road course ringer without equipment. He's going to be running Colleague Racing, who has been running races all season, not every race, just running races. They're going to run full-time next year. They're in RCR equipment with Chevy horsepower. AJ Allmendinger is a threat right now off the bat.
No question. I think Allmendinger will certainly be a guy to look for. You know, it should be pointed out that there was a Goodyear tire test here, and the three drivers that did the test were Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Brad Keselowski, and he's coming in at 20-1. I'm not sure I'd really go Keselowski to win, but I think he's a guy to look for when we get to some of the other bets today. So I think those guys are certainly a couple to keep an eye on. And your guy, Michael McDowell, he's a good road course racer. 66-1 is a pretty big number. And, you know, we kind of glossed over a little bit Christopher Bell, but you mentioned the fact that he did win the race at Daytona. And also one other name, you know, Kyle Busch is a double-digit favorite at 13-1. He won the shootout or Bud Clash or whatever they were calling it at Daytona, and he was right there in the mix in the other road course race.
Well, we talked about his career. He's had four road course wins and not counting the Clash at Daytona that they did. But how about also, I mean, look, Austin Cindric, if it rains, let's talk about if it rains. Jeff, I mean, which right now they're calling 60-70% chance of rain. Austin Cindric has as much experience, maybe not as much, but close, as AJ Allmendinger in the rain. He comes from an old road racing background, even though he's young. So Austin Cindric immediately moves up in my head as a 22-1 shot with Penske equipment. It's not like he's in some other team that doesn't, you know, that doesn't have great equipment. He's in top-notch equipment. And if it rains, I like Austin Cindric a lot there.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And look, one thing that's going to benefit Austin Cindric and some of these other guys, something we haven't done very much of this year. Guess what they're going to get to do on Saturday?
Practice.
They get to practice for an hour on Saturday, and they're going to qualify on Sunday morning, 2 hours, 3 hours before the race. So that's another thing, by the way, for bettors. You're going to have to really wait until Sunday, because I'll tell you right now, I don't want to be in the middle of that pack going into turn one.
I was just going to say, this is the first week we get to tell bettors you might want to hold for a minute to make sure, watch your bets, because there is practice. You can get a little knowledge there and play that off. Also, one guy off the second page, Daniel Suarez, 100-1. Suarez is a hell of a road course racer. Also equipment that's coming in, with RCR equipment running all season, coming off a top 10. I do like Daniel Suarez at 100-1, but AJ Allmendinger, Austin Cindric, those guys, Brad Keselowski with the test. There's some big, big odds, guys, that can win this race. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the top threes. See you in a sec. Welcome in once again. Brennan gone, Jeff Motley gone racing here. Mr. Jeff Motley, we are into the top threes at COTA this weekend. And, you know, normally I have my computer in front of me and I'm switching back and forth, you know, giving you stats on drivers. Well, there's no stats for COTA this weekend. This is their first time, so we're just going off of general road course. And we do see, Motley, our first negative number in the DraftKings top three this week. We haven't had one all season. We do now. And get this, it's on a penny line. Chase Elliott is minus 148 to win the race. Not sure why they took it down to 148, but you know what? Go to town, boys. We're going to get to these right now. Martin Truex Jr. plus 125. Denny Hamlin, 275. Kyle Busch, 350. Kyle Larson, 375. Then we get into Ryan Blaney at 450. Then we start getting to some big numbers here. My guy on the hot streak, William Byron, plus 500. Right there with Kevin Harvick, Joey Logano. Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman, and Brad Keselowski at 550s. Austin Cindric, 600. AJ Allmendinger, 700. Kurt Busch, plus 800. Matty D, 16-1. Michael McDowell there at 16. Chase Briscoe, Cole Custer, Chris Buescher, and Eric Jones all at 18-1. And, you know, I look, Kurt Busch, last 10 road races, 7 top 10s, 3 top 5s. That's a big number for Kurt Busch at plus 800. We didn't talk about him. Now, that team has been kind of not as strong as they were lately, but I don't know. I'm still going to focus on those same two guys, Austin Cindric, AJ Allmendinger. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I tell you, the key, too, is going to be, though, some of these guys have got to make sure they don't make mistakes in the pits. You know, that's one thing we saw with Martin Truex Jr. and Chase Elliott at Daytona. They both made errors in the pits, and that's how Christopher Bell was able to win that race. I mean, if those guys will be clean in the pits, they should finish first and second because of their road course prowess, the quality of their cars. And that's what I think concerns me with, say, an AJ Allmendinger, that he's not going to have his experience of a pit crew. You know, it's one thing for green flag stops. You can overcome a slow green flag stop on a road course. A slow yellow flag pit stop on a road course can be disaster.
Well, you know, and you look at some of these top three numbers, though, Daniel Suarez, 20-1. You know, here's guys we just talked about that have a lot of experience. You said Michael McDowell, 16-1. You know, those aren't bad numbers for guys that have run well, not just in general, but this season have run well on the one road course we had. So a lot of interesting numbers, even Kyle Busch, plus 350. You know, these are all great numbers for some high-dollar names.
Here's something about Kyle Busch now. He is plus 350. We know he adapts well to tracks, but he's going to get practice.
He's going to get practice. Actually, yeah, my practice theory.
Actually, he's going to get an Xfinity practice, an Xfinity race,
ooh,
a Cup practice, and then the Cup race, not to mention qualifying. And qualifying is not single lap qualifying. Qualifying is a 25-minute session followed by a 10-minute session. The amount of laps that Kyle Busch is going to get around this racetrack before we drop the green flag on Sunday is more than he's getting anywhere. So I think this is fantastic for Kyle Busch.
I like that, Motley. I forgot my whole Kyle Busch practice theory. He's getting a lot of it this week. I'm going to be watching those practices. And if he does like he did at Darlington, you know, a couple weeks ago where I said he got practice and he showed up, like I said, I'm going to be heavy. I'm bummed we're making these picks so early right now because I want to see that practice come out. Let's jump into
And a couple. There's a few other guys that are doing double duty as well. Kevin Harvick, Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon are also running the Xfinity race.
There's a lot of guys. And my guy Paul Menard is back, baby. The Menard Empire. I love it. He's back in the trucks. Got to give a little Paul Menard love. I love when my guy comes back. Let's jump into the head-to-head matchups. Huge disparity of numbers here. How about this? Let's start off with this very first one, Motley. Plus 150, Martin Truex. Minus 170, Chase Elliott. What? I mean.
Yeah, and then everything else you see on Martin Truex will be on the negative side. That's a big number for Truex, I think, even given the favorite that Chase Elliott is.
Yeah, I mean, and they've only got Chase in one line, of course, because he is apparently that big of a heavy favorite. But there's some – I'm looking at these, and I know you hate the minus numbers, but I absolutely love A.J. Allmendinger minus 110 against Alex Bowman. I love A.J. Allmendinger minus 130 against Keselowski. I even like, you know, I'll look down at an Austin Cindric minus 130, even though I was just talking about Kurt Busch, as well as they've not been running lately. I like these names that are down there in these minus numbers because they're not bad. Now, can Alex Bowman and William Byron prove my simulator theory again this weekend? I don't know, but there's some numbers there on the minus line that I do like. Damn, Denny Hamlin minus 150 to Kyle Larson plus 130. Woo! There's some big numbers there, Molly.
Yeah, there's some very big numbers, and I think there's some very intriguing big numbers that we've got out here. But I tell you, I get scared with Allmendinger and Cindric and some of those guys that the rest of their team is not that experienced. And I just think that those are the ones where you have that late pit stop or just something. Typically you just need to have that cohesion, and it's very, very hard to have strong runs when you don't run that many races.
Looking at one guy that I am going to be cold on this week, even though he's been super hot lately, Kyle Larson. He does have that plus 130 number against Denny Hamlin. He's got 8 road course races in his Cup career. He's got 3 top tens, and they're all 8th, 9th finishes. Not very hot on the road courses normally. So I may be a little cool on him. But how about Kyle Busch plus 130 to Denny Hamlin's minus 150? I mean, Kyle Busch.
Yeah, I see. I like that. I mean, Kyle Busch, I think, has run a little better on the road courses than Denny Hamlin has of late. And again, I just think the number of laps that Kyle Busch is going to have on this racetrack before we start the race on Sunday, I think that's going to count for a lot.
Well, and you said Brad Keselowski tested there. Brad Keselowski's plus 110 to Alex Bowman's minus 130. There's not a terrible number there on a plus line for Brad Keselowski. With an Alex Bowman who, looking down, 5 top fives, 5 top tens, 2 top fives in 9 road course races in his career, average finish of 9.7 though, pretty darn tough for him. That's very sneaky. I didn't know he had that good of finishes on road courses.
Yeah, I wouldn't throw the towel in on Brad Keselowski this week. I think he could be a factor.
I like that. I might be kind of heavy in the top threes or the head-to-heads and top threes this week because I see a lot of numbers with some decent returns that I like in there. Molly, let's jump into Group A real quick since we've run through those fairly quickly. We'll at least get Group A out in this segment. Group A is Martin Truex Jr. is the favorite at plus 175. Denny Hamlin is plus 275. Kyle Busch plus 345. Kyle Larson plus 350. Well, hey. Martin Truex has a bad stop. That Kyle Busch we've been talking about, plus 350 to win the race or to win that group, where he was plus 375, 350 for a top three. Hey, I like that, Motley.
Yeah, look who's missing. Chase Elliott, not even in the group.
No, not even in a group. Chase Elliott, not in a group. How about that? All right, we'll finish up the groups when we come back. He is right. Chase Elliott is missing from a group. We got our Group A. We'll recap it and get through the rest of them in depth for you when we return on Gone Racing. We'll see you back here in a couple minutes.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back in, everybody, to Gone Racin'. Brendan Gaughan here in studio, Jeff Motley at COTA. We're doing our group matchups, which we all love these group matchups. We know a four-man horse race, a whole lot better, easier to pick than a 40-man horse race. Motley, we wrapped up Group A, where we saw some big numbers on a Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson. But I still, Kyle Busch, maybe at plus 345, because I think I'd pick him head-to-head against Denny Hamlin, and for sure head-to-head against Kyle Larson. You're just saying Martin Truex Jr., probably, you know, maybe has a problem. Kyle Busch can beat him with all that practice. That's the only reason I'd look at Kyle Busch right there. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's a big number on Kyle Busch, and I certainly think it's very enticing. I don't like Kyle Larson at all in that group, and I'm not really high on Denny Hamlin. So I agree with you. Truex has a problem. Kyle Busch is the guy, and it's a good number.
Going over into Group B, we have Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Christopher Bell, all at plus 270. Joey Logano, 275. And I'm looking down here. Ryan Blaney, remember, has that road course win, Jeff. He's got one win, six top tens, four top fives, and 10 races. So I forgot that Ryan Blaney is a decent road racer, and I am not going to go against my man that's the hottest guy in the sport, William Byron. I struggle to go against him with the deal, but I just don't see him winning on the road course. You got Christopher Bell, the reigning Daytona winner from the second race of the season. I think Blaney should be the favorite there, and I think that Blaney's probably going to win that one.
Well, I tell you, I think that's a tough group to really handicap. I don't disagree with you that I think Blaney certainly is probably the odds-on favorite. But I tell you, you know, Joey Logano, I mean, there's a guy that runs pretty consistent on the road courses. I know he's run top five in a lot of races. He hasn't always had the finishes to show for it, but Joey's not a bad road racer either. So I'm telling you, that's a tough group to handicap, and I think that's a reason why there's three plus 270s and one plus 275.
Well, Logano average finish at 9.7 last 10 road races, so that's not a bad average finish. That is tougher than I thought, but I'm going to say I'm high on the Ryan Blaney in that group. Group C, Alex Bowman, AJ Allmendinger tied as your co-favorites, 265. Kevin Harvick, 270. Brad Keselowski, one of the men who tested there, plus 285. There's my dinger again, up against some heavy hitters, but man, I do like me the. I know you're worried about pit crew and all that, but I do like me some dinger right there, Motley. Talk me out of him.
Well, I like the long shot there because Brad Keselowski has been a sneaky decent road racer. The test I think he did down here for Goodyear I think is probably given him a few notes that he can go back. And again, Harvick's the guy that's going to run the Xfinity race. So I think both of those guys, but I'm kind of leaning Keselowski there. I think he might be the guy.
All right, going into Group D, we got Chris Buescher moved all the way from Group F all the way up to Group D. And Michael McDowell is a big, look at this Group D. Hold on, this is a great Group D. Chris Buescher, Michael McDowell, 265. Daniel Suarez, 270. And Cole Custer, 285. I am loving me some Group D. I don't want to bet it, but I love the names in it.
Well, you know, I actually think there might be a guy there. You know, I don't think really that Cole Custer and Chris Buescher have really shown me that much on the road courses. And Daniel Suarez had a great run last week. We know he's a good road racer, but I want to see him have a few more weeks of consistency. Michael McDowell, solid road racer who I think will be going into this race with a lot of confidence. I think Michael McDowell is a guy to keep an eye on there.
And I do like that, but Daniel Suarez, two top tens in the last couple races on road courses also. So Suarez without equipment. I like McDowell Suarez. It's hard for me to pick between them, but that's a group that I just love the names in Group D. How about that group? Moving on up. Let's jump on into Group E. Eric Almirola, Tyler Reddick at 250, Eric Jones 255, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at a plus 350. How about that's a huge number on Ricky Stenhouse in Group E at plus 350. But Ricky has never been one to say that he likes the road courses. But looking at the other guys, I don't know if any of them are really any better. How about you, Jeff?
Well, I think the one guy we probably don't have as much many data points on is Tyler Reddick, and Reddick seems to be fairly consistent every week. I probably like Reddick there just because I think he is certainly the hottest of the four drivers, and I think Tyler Reddick embraces a challenge as well as anybody. I mean, Almirola is completely snake bit. Eric Jones has never been a great road racer, and Ricky Stenhouse will probably tell you that his favorite turn on the track is the one he makes leaving the track. So I kind of like Reddick.
How about this, though? Eric Jones, six top tens last 10 races, average finish of 13.2, leads everybody in that group as far as stats for average finish. So, yes, I know you're shaking your head already at me. I can see it going, Eric Jones, that was with Joe Gibbs Racing and all those other teams. But road racing, driver makes a difference. I kind of like Eric Jones as the leader in that group for me. Let's go into our affectionately named Ron Flatter group, who's been busy lately with Preakness and Kentucky Derby and all those things. He's been busy on the VSiN network. We have Austin Dillon, Ryan Newman, plus 255, Ryan Preece, 275, and Ross Chastain at a plus 305. Ross Chastain at plus 305, Motley. Here's the thing. Austin Dillon, I love Austin Dillon. He hates road racing. He just does not embrace it yet. Not there for it. Ryan Newman, Ryan Preece, but Ross Chastain, not a lot of data. I get it, but he's going up against guys that, other than Newman, I think it's going to be between Newman and Ross Chastain.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could see that. Preece is another guy. It's kind of a wild card in there. I'm saying I'm not betting Group F. Let's put it that way.
No Group F for us this week. That's unusual. Normally, we do like to pull somebody out of that Group F and have some fun with it. All right, and then our last bet, of course, we've added here on Gone Racing, our little betting league, is the race team winner. Now, talk about two teams that have just dominated this whole deal. You've got four wins for Hendrick Motorsports, and they're plus 150. You've got five wins for Joe Gibbs Motorsports. They're plus 195. Team Penske, with their three wins, is plus 300. Stuart Haas Racing has been pulled back out of the field on DraftKings. They're at 11-1. Chip Ganassi Racing, 28. Roush Fenway, 50. Richard Childress, 60-1. JTG Doherty, 80-1. And any other team, the field, 750. Okay, here's what I'm looking at this right here, Motley. I'm talking about how much I like A.J. Allmendinger, right? And A.J. Allmendinger, you can get him at plus 700 for a top three, plus 750 in the field, or you can get him to win the race. Where do I got my win sheet? I'm trying to find all these numbers here, and I threw them away. And he was a high double digit to win the race. There's no reason for me to bet the field because you have a better odd for them to win the race out of it. So I'm taking that out. But Gibbs and Hendrick are the leaders in that by a long shot.
Honestly, if you're going to take one, I think Gibbs is the one to take because right now, yes, the favorite is from Hendrick, and that's Chase Elliott. But the odds on Chase Elliott to win are better than the odds on Hendrick Motorsports to win. But I think the next three guys, probably Truex, Hamlin, and Kyle Busch, are all Joe Gibbs cars. So if you're going to bet anybody, I think Joe Gibbs is the way to go there.
All right, well, let's recap how we did last week. Overall, fairly good week for us all. You won the week again, Mr. Motley. You've been on a streak lately. You were plus 1.7 units. You got Alex Bowman in Group C and Tyler Reddick in Group D. You and I both just barely missed William Byron getting us a third win there. I got two winners. I had Hamlin over Truex at a plus 130. I had Bowman in Group C, and also once again missed Byron in that Group B. And then the pit crew, they got Elliott in Group B, just barely a negative number for the season. We're all, Jeff, you're pulling away at 12.1 positive units. The pit crew after that big win a couple weeks ago is plus 340. And I am still been, I'm Mr. Consistency. I've been positive all season long, and I'm staying there, plus 265. Never going to go negative. That's
you're
my best.
Chipping away at the pit crew.
Hey, listen, I'm just, I'm going to be
away at the pit.
Mr. Consistency. I'm going to stay there, and I'm going to win the season by just staying right, staying still, winning a few here and there, staying positive. We have to start off then with the pit crew in their picks because they were last this week, and they have given it to me. We have William Byron in the top three at plus 500. They've got Denny Hamlin in the top three at plus 275. They got Martin Truex Jr. to win Group A at plus 175, William Byron to win Group B at plus 270, and they have a head-to-head matchup, Martin Truex over Chase Elliott at plus 150. I can't say I dislike that head-to-head matchup pick, Jeff. It's a good pick. It's a good pick. It's a good pick. I get to go second, and I am going to jump into the top. No pick winner picks this week. I'm going right into the top three, and I'm taking Kyle Busch at plus 350. Doesn't need to win the group, just top three. He can lose to Martin Truex Jr. and still finish second, and I get that. And I'm jumping. I am bucking your trend, Motley. I'm going A.J. Allmendinger with a top three at plus 700. He's going to get it for me. Watch. Watch. Watch and learn. I also am going to take, I'm going heavy Kyle Busch this week. Kyle plus 130 versus Denny Hamlin at minus 150. And I'm also taking another head-to-head. Brad Keselowski plus 110 to Alex Bowman's minus 130. I think you talked me into that that deal where it's Brad with that testing there I think is going to work. Then I'm going to go into Group B, and I'm going to take Ryan Blaney at plus 270 to win that group. And that is my five picks.
What well, say this you, is going to be another week. It's going to be hard for you and I to separate each other.
Come on, man.
Well, I am going Truex to win, though. I'm going plus 50 Truex to win. I am going Kyle Busch with a top three, so I'm agreeing with you on that one. I'm going Kyle Busch over Denny Hamlin. I agree with you on that one. Group B, I'm also on the Ryan Blaney train. You and I are on the same page there, but I am going different. On Group C, I am going Brad Keselowski. So there you go.
I want to like change my. I want to change a pick now so we can be off each other. I don't like that. I need to make up some ground. I can't make it up when you're betting. When you follow me and you take my picks. Hey, I think you're just taking my picks now. Brendan, I think that's all you're doing.
Brendan, great minds think alike.
Wow. Was he trying to kiss my butt on that one, or is that like, you know, I don't know.
That's a compliment. You know, I like you, even though some people listen to our show probably don't think we like each other. They don't realize we really do like each other.
Some days we like each other. It's more fun to me and Moody. It's more fun when people think you hate each other.
Hey, I always love you. I don't always like you. How's that?
Motley, you have a great time down there in COTA. Stay dry. Hope it turns out great. And you have a great time down there. Everybody else, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week when we break down COTA and talk about wherever the next race is. I already forgot. We'll talk to you again next week on Gone Racing.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.